Welcome to True Crime in the Low Country, where we explore the darkest corners of the region's criminal history. Join our host, Frank Santarella, and co-host, CC News proprietor, Jim Karsk, an investigative journalist, as well as accomplished author, as they explore the murder trial, also multiple cases that have gripped and shocked the nation. It's True Crime in the Low Country, and the truth is just around the corner.
Hey folks, you're listening to True Crime in the Low Country with Jim Karsk and Frank on Target, and we are honored to have Jim Karsk in the studio today. So he is subject not only to all our questions on the radio, but all our physical abuse at the same time. Hey Jim, say hello and
how is everybody? 97.7 Crime and Karsk coming at you. What is going on, Frank?
All right, Dr. Jim.
Yes, sir.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to give us your plug about your website and your YouTube and your TikTok and your whole ball of wax, because, you know, we get a taste of you here, but, you know, that's only a taste, and we want to follow you on a more religious basis.
Well, let's get religious. Let's start with TikTok, first of all, because I just surpassed 100,000 people. Actually, it's 101,000 fans on TikTok. And if you're not a fan of Crime and Karsk, and look it up. It's just simple. It's just Crime and Karsk. And I talk a ton about the Low Country. I talk about Alec Murdoch. I talk about Becky Hill. I do funny stuff. I do all kinds of stuff on
there. Did they just have a baby?
Who?
The Murdochs, because you said Alan Murdoch.
No, I said Alec.
Oh, I thought you said Alan Murdoch. Alec. That's what I was asking, if they had a baby. No, that's...
Can we get him a set of cans put on his head so he can hear me?
No cans. Listen, you'll be... Have you been talking to my wife about my lack of...
I had bad ears.
Yeah. Hey,
what's that?
Let's start talking about our favorite daughter here in the Low Country, in Colton County specifically.
Who's that?
Our favorite daughter,
Becky Hill.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I heard she moved.
She moved?
Yeah, somebody told me she moved because it was somebody. Who was it? It was Juror Z, who was Mandy, who was the juror on Alex Murdoch trial. Apparently, her and Becky went to the same hairdresser, and the hairdresser said Becky moved.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe somebody knows Becky has moved.
Hold on. I'm looking at my phone.
Maybe she moved to the lake. But big news on Becky Hill. Let's go through this real quick, because... you've listened to this radio station on 97.7. You have heard me, Crime and Karsk, talk about how long, and oh my lord, how long has it taken SLED to investigate Becky Hill? In fact, I've said it took longer for SLED to investigate and indict Becky Hill than it did for the Warren Commission to come up with their findings.
Oh, come on now. Listen.
They did. Listen.
All right. That's a very poor comparison.
I speak the truth, friend.
That's a very poor comparison.
But she finally was indicted. Now here's a bad day for somebody. In one particular day, she was arraigned in two counties, one in Colleton County, and one in Richland County, up in Columbia. So she was arrested two times in one day. First, she has four felony charges, two counts of misconduct in office, and obstruction of justice. That doesn't sound fun. And a perjury charge, all in one day. So, 7:30 in the morning, she went to Colleton County, was booked into Colleton County, was arraigned in the Colleton County Courthouse. That would have been interesting to be at. And then SLED transported her to Richland County, where she was then processed and arraigned at Kirkland,
Well, she's taken a hell of a mugshot. You know how mugshot looks better than the back cover of her book?
Yeah, I mean, I enhanced her mugshot a little bit. I didn't do anything with her looks or her face. But yeah, I mean, so she's got longer hair. She looks like she's colored her hair, and maybe she's lost some weight. But we do have her mugshot, and I do have the warrants that were issued that they used to arraign her on. And those you can find on crimeandcask.com. Just look it up. Or ccnewsnetwork.com goes to the same place. Let me see if I can find the warrants. Yes, I do. I have them right here. Hold on. I'll pull them up here. Because these are interesting. These are warrants that SLED puts out based off of information. So let me see if I can read.
You know, we got two Becky Hills in the county here, right?
I do. I do know that.
You don't want to screw up.
Yeah, isn't one like the sheriff's wife or something?
Well, she is also the county treasurer and the sheriff's wife.
Yeah, that's
so that's the one. That's you don't want to make that mistake.
Well, here's the first one. This is and her name is Rebecca Hill, but it's Mary is her first name. It's Mary Rebecca H. Hill. As they have it down here. And this is the one in Richland County. This is the one that she was arrested, the second one in Columbia, where they state, as being an elected clerk of court, Colleton County did willfully and unlawfully give false, misleading, and incomplete testimony while under oath in a court of record, judicial, administrative, or regulatory proceeding in violation of blah, 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 South Carolina laws. During the hearing, former clerk Hill did willfully and unlawfully give false and misleading testimony to Chief Justice Gene Toll. Remember that?
Yeah.
Did you go to that? I went to that.
No. They wouldn't let me bring popcorn.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. So I walk into this big courtroom, and actually they had the courtroom was open up. So it was actually two courtrooms into one, and there was a divider. And I walk in, and on one side is just full of SLED agents and all kinds of media people and just, you know, lawyers and everybody. And I thought, I'm not going over there. Because I had just got, that was not long after I had cancer surgery. It was before I had radiation and all that chemo. So I wasn't in the mood for all those people, but I went to the left side, which I was very wide open to myself. And at the time, I had my book, Defending Alec Murdoch, Not Guilty by Reasonable Doubt. So I could see the cameras on court TV, and every time the cameras kind of swung over towards me, I'd always take my book and kind of stick it out on the side.
You know,
so you could see pictures of me on court TV with my book, and I'm kind of like flashing.
Jim, you're a whore, but we love you. No, listen.
Ain't your no product, promotion like self-promotion.
No, listen, let me tell you something. Product placement.
Yeah.
And listen, that's only product placement. Product placement is incredibly valuable and incredibly expensive if you want to do it.
People said they saw me. They're like, I see you.
No. That is incredible. So anyway...
That's where I actually met the... Where is it from? The other clerk of court, Rhonda McGelvin.
Yes.
Where is she from? Somewhere near...
Hampton?
Allendale? No.
No. Allendale?
What's the other county around here?
Bamberg?
It's a county right near here. She sat right in front of me with her attorney.
Is she kind of like threw Becky under the bus a little bit or something?
I don't think she threw Becky under the bus. She told the truth of what she heard and saw. But anyway, she's a fan. I was sitting in behind her, and I was talking to her. There was a fan that was behind me was talking to me about, you know, the whole cancer surgery and everything. And she turned around. She's like, I just love your TikTok. You do such a good job. She goes, and you sound really good.
Wow. That's cool.
So she was a fan. But anyways, during this one, this testimony that Becky gave, apparently unlawfully gave false and misleading. It was the question where Justice Toll asked Becky Hill, did you allow, and I'm going to try my best, Justice Toll, did you allow anyone from the press to view the sealed exhibits? Now, That is a very direct question. Did you allow anyone from the press to view the sealed exhibits? And those are pictures, Maggie and Paul, all kinds of stuff. And Hill responded, no, ma'am. And according to Sled, that statement is inconsistent with the events of February 28th, 2023, when she was still the clerk of court here in the wonderful Colleton County, where she did, according to them, release or make available sealed evidence, photographs, to a third party.
All right, so they have proof.
Yeah, but you know what's even weirder about this? Hold on, and I'll let you talk, because this is very interesting. She gave them, according to this, a link to a Google Drive that had over 400 pictures in it. Okay? As of about 3 days ago, that link was still live, and if you had a copy of the link, you could go to it. Now, a guy named by the name of Ben Smith on X, he
this
posted
was a,
that.
This was a Dropbox, right?
He shut it down. Yeah, it was a Google Dropbox. And if you had the link, you could get to it. 3 days ago. That trial ended
No password?
Nothing. That trial ended in 2023. It's now 2025. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
How I never stumbled upon it, I don't know. No. And then in Colleton, here in Colleton, let's see. This is where she obstructed justice, according to Sled. She impeded, hindered, or hindered the administration of justice. Now that doesn't sound good at all.
No. Yeah, I got a question for you though.
Yeah.
The prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Who owned this Dropbox? The prosecution?
Yeah, I'm assuming it was set up by the clerk of court's office, because they are responsible for the evidence.
They can use an unsecured Dropbox?
They did. I don't know if they can, but they did.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. It was probably... She was probably polishing her fingernails, saying, "Oh, look how technologically savvy I am. I can put all this stuff in a shared Dropbox."
Yeah, 400 photos. That's crazy. How I didn't have access to that, I don't know. But
I don't know either. I don't know either. You don't have the link now, do you?
I do have the link, but I went to it. It's dead.
It's dead?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And this was presumably...
How about the Wayback Machine?
That's a good question. The Wayback Machine would have had to have... would have to have gone to it. I don't know if they do Google Drives or not. Maybe.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Well,
something to think about.
I might do that while we're looking here. So they allege that she did, during the Alex Murdaugh trial, did release or make available sealed evidence to third parties, violation of a written court order issued to protect the sealed evidence. You know, it was interesting. I took a tour of the Colleton County Courthouse.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
How much was your donation?
Yeah, right? I bought new windows. I bought her a new bonus. The cells that are in the basement, the jail cells that are in the basement, they still had the red tape, like
the crime scene
evidence
tape?
evidence crime scene tape.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all over this particular jail cell, because the guy that gave me the tour said that they put the evidence in that particular one and they closed it every night, and then they sealed it every night with that tape, so the next morning they came and they cut it. So all kinds of, but you know, they can seal all that up they want, and you put something like that online. There's no tape to seal it.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. I mean, listen, I got to tell you something. Dumb was the operative phrase throughout this whole thing. I mean, you know, how the hell can you think that... All right, listen, my wife has worked... My wife's only employer during her whole life was the federal government. And when she heard that Becky Hill wrote a book and she was still in office, she just about... it was like, you know, hit her with the cardiac needle and start her up again, because, man, she was like having a heart attack when she heard that.
Well, as they say in the radio business, right, Dave, this is a great segue into the next one, because it goes on June 7th, 2023. I don't know if that is just ironic or what, because that's 2 years after the date of Paul and Maggie. One Mary Rebecca Hill, again, being elected clerk of court, did willfully, dishonestly, unlawfully breach her duty of accountability to the public as imposed by law, failing to properly, faithfully discharge said duty. To wit, Hill did promote a book in which she was an author, Behind the Doors of Justice, the Murdaugh Murders, while using her public office to promote the aforesaid book on social media, such an act being for her own personal gain and in violation of her duties, in violation of laws in the state of South Carolina. It is the belief it is based upon video evidence, statements, and SLED investigation.
Now, that was one of the Colton County charges, right?
That was one of the Colton County charges.
And which of the charges was that?
I think that was the... like dereliction of duty one, something along those lines. And she said she got permission from, I don't know, South Carolina Ethics Committee or somebody like that. And it really wasn't permission.
I hope it's in writing.
No, I read it, and it really wasn't permission, so to speak. It was more of, this doesn't sound good. But they weren't going to give her any legal advice. You know?
I'm wondering if I can be a witness.
I think we're all witnesses because we all saw it.
You know what? Well, I was at, what do you call it? I was at meetings where she was the guest speaker and she was hawking a book.
As the clerk? When she was clerk?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, Sled might call you as a witness.
Yeah. Oh, they don't want me as a witness.
No, they don't want you as a witness.
But
and then her last one,
she was like the, wait, she was like, I'm the most popular kid in high school.
She was what?
She was playing. She was bubbling over like she was the most popular kid in high school.
Well, everybody did love Becky. I mean, you know, your buddy Alan Wilson, you know, Becky Boo. I mean, that's where that came from. I mean, everybody. She was very accommodating to people. You know, she jumped through hoops, and everybody saw that side of Becky. What they didn't see was the inside, what the jurors saw and what she was doing to, according to the SLED, what she was doing to kind of mastermind this thing for her book.
It's and listen, I got to tell you something. I still don't think anything that she did was malicious. I think it was stupid. I don't think she had, I mean, and I don't know if you can call lack of capability to do your job malice. Maybe holding the job and knowing that you don't have the skill set is malice. But man, I don't think it was malicious. I think she was just dumb.
Well, you know, dumb is not a defense.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Dumb is not.
That's like, what do you call it? That's like, you know, commandeering a jetliner because, you know, you think you can do a better job than.
Yeah, because I slept at a Holiday Inn
last night, you know?
Rhonda McElwain, she is at Barnwell, South Carolina.
Barnwell.
Wherever Barnwell is. Where's Barnwell?
It's right down the road.
And then the last one is the one that's probably really going to kick her in the butt. And failing to properly, you know, faithfully discharge the duty, that Hill, according to Sled, requested and received almost $10,000 in financial bonuses for herself that were paid from Title IV-D incentive funds. That's a federal program. So she was using federal funds that were supposedly used for families going through divorce that were, I think...
Oh, shit!
Yeah, that were broken up. So broken families, those are federal funds used for that. And somehow, somebody transferred that money to her. And she, according to Sledge, such funds were obtained by Hill and utilized for her own financial gain. Furthermore, on about March 5th, Hill received, in 2024, Hill received financial gift and or bonus in the amount of $2,000 paid by a check from the Compton County Clerk's Office Fund. I guess they have a petty cash fund? I mean, who has petty cash around anymore? And utilized for her own financial gain, violation of her duty, and further violation of law, state of South Carolina. It is a belief based upon financial records, Compton County email.
I'm going to tell you something. You're giving me enough... enough reason for severe weight loss. Can you imagine? Can you sleep at night?
I
don't think she's sleeping too well.
That's probably why she looks like she lost weight.
Oh my God!
So now you have her and her son are both indicted in Colleton County, and she's indicted in Richland County. And between the two of them, they're facing five felonies. So I got a quote. CC News Network reached out to Joe McCullough. You know who Joe McCullough is?
Yeah, no, I was going to thought you were going to tell me you got a quote what their defense will cost. Go ahead.
Well, Joe McCullough is the attorney who represents dismissed juror Myra Crosby.
Yes.
He was juror 785, the egg lady. He issued a statement to us. He says, as counsel for two jurors in the Murdaugh trial, today's indictment is yet another disturbing turn in a case defined by misconduct. The jury charge against the former Colleton County Clerk of Court stems from her false denial during a jury tampering hearing that she allowed improper access to trial exhibits. Sled's investigation now shows that denial was untrue. She also denied having improper contact with jurors. Despite sworn affidavits and testimony from two jurors, that would be one of them being Juror Z, including my client, Ms. Crosby, confirming that she did. Ms. Crosby removed on the first day of deliberations, believed she was deliberately targeted to deny Mr. Murdaugh a fair trial. This case demands accountability. The public deserves answer. End quote, Joe McCullough. Now, that leads me right into my book that we had wrote for Myra.
Have you been back in contact with her?
Yeah, I was talking to her on the way down here.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's got another job. She's not working at the monkey farm. She's working someplace else. And, you know, she's got a lot of idiot haters out there. She's got a lot of fans out there as well.
Oh, man. Haters. Haters will be haters. You know.
But she's doing good.
People gotta be more objective, man.
She is waiting for the video from Sled when Sled interviewed her. And that was the stipulation that she said she made to Sled. If you're going to interview me, I want it on tape in my attorney's office so that nobody can come and say this and say that. It's all on tape. And so they agreed to it, and they taped it. And they're sending her the videotape. And when she gets it...
You get it?
I get it.
All right, good. You've been in contact with a lawyer then, I guess, right?
Yeah, somebody gave it to me. But so she wrote a book called, and I helped her write it, called Juror 785, Because Enough is Enough. It is literally, if you want to know what's going on, if you want to know what happened inside that courtroom, forget about Becky's book, it's off the shelf because she plagiarized it, is go to Amazon and type in Because Enough is Enough, and it's a tell-all book on how Juror 785 was wrongly kicked off the jury at the Alex Murdaugh trial. I mean, it's so blatant, you know, a blind man could see this thing. Who's that?
You know,
who's that blind singer?
Yeah. Which one? Ray Charles.
Ray Charles. It is so blatant. Ray Charles can see it.
Now,
that's an old joke.
I'm gonna go out on a limb, which I generally do all the time.
What do you got?
You guys are fooled.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right. You're fooled by the process, the legal process. If you think that this legal process was legit, and
I don't think it was legit,
and that this wasn't driven to a predetermined outcome, you believe in the Warren Commission.
There's people that do. There's people that do believe that it was the right thing, and it wasn't the right thing. He didn't get a fair trial. I'm going to go through the timeline back in February 2023 and March of her removal, and we'll just go through it, and you tell me what happened. How about that?
Jim, I'm not the one to convince because...
No, I'm here to convince.
I know what you're saying. And I give you all the credit in the world for establishing that timeline, but that's only proof of the fact that, man, if this guy don't get it, if this Murdoch doesn't get another trial, something. Listen, there's no problem with him getting another trial because he'll spend the rest of his life in jail regardless.
Probably.
But this is such a miscarriage of justice. From the jockeying of the jury pool, all right, which is what happened here, to the expert witnesses that were not expert witnesses, that if I can get a correspondence course in brain surgery, would you let me work on your head? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's the level of expert witness they had.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the guy tossing around the cell phone in his office over the weekend.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break, you know? I mean, you know, expert witnesses. I've been an expert witness in court cases, and I've had expert witnesses testify, I don't want to say against me, for the court to explain my position. And it wasn't. It was the prosecutor brought in the expert witness to see if I was telling them what was true. And their expert witness had no credentials.
Even
now, he did agree with my supposition, and the court went in my favor. That's great, but I can tell you that they bring expert witnesses in and they have no credentials. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I agree with you. But I think this was more of a coordinated effort. It's my opinion it was a coordinated effort to have her removed. And I'm going to tell you why. So you got to go back in time. Let's get in our DeLorean and go back in time to February 17th, 2023. And that was a Friday, and the jurors were served Domino's pizza. Now, I'm sure a lot of you all have eaten from Domino's in Collin County, and it's right there in Walterboro. But here's the thing about that, and that may seem like, well, that seems normal. It wasn't normal for this particular trial, and the reason is that Domino's pizza, that Domino's franchise is owned by a guy out of Colorado, and that Domino's was the only food that the jurors ate for lunch that was not from a local business. Everything else was, you know, Jim Bob's Burgers or whatever it was, right? In Walterboro, this was Domino's pizza. They never had McDonald's. They never had another big corporation. It was all local except for Domino's. So they had Domino's Pizza on Friday the 17th. On Saturday the 18th, the next day, Myra and her husband, they go and deliver a refrigerator to two of their tenants, one of whom works at Domino's.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's a person here. Her name is Christine Avery, and she's came public on this, so I'm fine to put this on the radio. But Christine Avery also is a Domino's employee, and she is allegedly acquainted or friends with one Becky Hill. And she says, Christine Avery says, I did not say anything to them about me being on the trial. Hell, this is Myra. Myra says, I did not say anything to them about me being on the trial. She goes, hell, I didn't even tell my own son that I was on this jury. They did ask my husband if I was on it, and he responded with yes, but she can't talk about any of it. That's what Myra Crosby said in the book, Because Enough is Enough. That's what she said when her tenants asked her about, oh, we heard you're on the jury. That's the extent of it. Okay, so that's Saturday, February 18th. Now let's jump ahead to Thursday.
That's the day after they had Domino's Pizza.
Correct.
All right. What is the significance? Unless you're going
to... I'm getting to it.
All right, good.
On Thursday, February 23rd, Alex Murdaugh took the stand. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought, oh, Lord, what's going on? This guy's going to slit his own throat. So Alex takes his own stand. And seated... The jurors all sat in basically the same seats every day. And Myra was seated right across from the witness stand, and to her left was the old former jury foreperson that they elected. And when he got emotional, remember he's crying?
Yeah.
He gets emotional. She started tearing up. Misty, she said, I think. She didn't have tears running down her eyes, but she was getting misty. I think everybody was at that point. You know, there was a point in time where people kind of felt bad for Alec.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
He's got the snot rolling out. He's got tears. He's that poor little Kleenex that he had was getting wore out. So Myra has a box of tissues sitting in front of her, and she looks at the tissues, turns left, and looks at the former foreperson, and he kind of nods his head. She takes the tissues and slides them down to him. He takes the tissues, stands up in the middle of this emotional testimony of Alec Murdaugh, and hands him the tissues. Do you remember that? It literally...
Who handed Alex the tissues?
It wasn't Myra. Myra slid them down and handed them to the left.
To the floor person. To the former foreperson.
Former foreperson. And he handed them...
Stood up and handed them to Alex.
And man, I tell you, the look on Judge Newman's face, his eyes got as big as pies.
Now, you're saying, and I'm filling in the blanks, you're suggesting that that was an indication of her sympathetic nature or her sympathy for Alex Murdaugh.
Yes, in fact, Jennifer Coffender, she's a former FBI agent. She's all in the true crime. She's on X. And she posts on her X that day, on the 24th of February. She says, NBC is now reporting two jurors were crying during Alex Murdaugh's testimony. The defense only needs one juror to pity for him. For the first time, I am worried about a hung jury, despite Alex lying about being at the murder scene minutes before. Okay? So now you have NBC reporting this. You have people like her, who are big into true crime on social media, reporting that she is worried about a hung jury.
Stay with us on True Crime in the Lowcountry. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Don't go away.